And good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Dave Lewis joining me here this morning, as well as Jason Smith, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO via telephone. Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. It's good to talk to you guys this morning, although I miss seeing your smiling faces.
We missed you too. Doing this obviously in an abundance of caution, as is just about everybody here in our community and all across the country. I know there's been a lot of cancellations in the schedule here, and I imagine you guys are just the same here. I know you had a lot of events that have been canceled, including one this weekend with the legislative coffee.
Yeah. So last week we made the decision to cancel all of this week's events, and that was done obviously based on the CDC recommendations regarding having more than 50 in a gathering. And so thought, well, things are changing so quickly. We thought we'd reevaluate future schedules this week. We went ahead and made the decision yesterday to cancel gatherings for the rest of March and April. We are going to look at the kind of events or opportunities that might allow us to do teleconferencing or video conferencing, so that we can continue to operate and continue to provide services and professional development opportunities to our members. So we're trying to be creative in how we do that, and hopefully we'll be able to get back on track sooner rather than later.
Jason, what about your offices there at Fifth and Points? Are you still open there, and you have your crew coming in and working there?
So we're on a smaller crew. We most of our folks have the capacity to do their jobs from home, and so we are creating a scenario where everyone will take as of this point, we'll be in the office one day a week. So we're rotating that out, and as of now, of course there aren't a lot of people, but we operate the visitor center, and so we have a lot of the information that people seek for a variety of things, and we'll talk here in a minute, but hopefully we'll be able to disseminate some information in regards to opportunities through the SBA and others for business assistance. And so we're trying to keep the doors open, but we're going to evaluate that obviously on a day by day basis, because we have a lot of our members who are closing and just maybe meeting by appointment only, are closing their doors. We will not close unless we're ordered to do so. We're trying to stay vigilant and do some work so that we can come out of this and hit the ground running on recovery.
Well, this is going to be a real challenging time for obviously the business community, as well as for those of you that are intertwined with the business community, like the work that you do, not only at the Chamber, but the Convention and Visitors Bureau. But the economic impact of what is anticipated here over the next several weeks, I don't know how you measure that.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know where to start, number one, because we don't know where the end is. So that's what you'd have to, I think, know first. Number two, I think we're all hopeful that, and I mean regardless of where you stand on in the political spectrum, I think we're all hopeful that the federal government will come in and help. And this is something that we have businesses throughout this community, through no fault of their own, through no decision that they made, that are just being devastated by this this whole process. So collectively, we have to figure out, not just in Manhattan, but across the country, how do we come together and keep those businesses open? They're so important to not just the economy, but the social fabric of our community. We have to find a way to help those businesses and help them stay open and help them keep people employed. Small business is the most important employer in this country. I heard Steve Mnuchin yesterday say that if things don't turn around soon, we could see as high as 20% unemployment. Well, that's directly because these small businesses are going to shut down if we don't help them. And so we put out a advisory 2 days ago for our members to contact the federal delegation and have them work in a bipartisan way to get the stimulus passed. And I know they've passed two rounds, but the one that we think will particularly help our local business and therefore help our economy stay afloat is the one they're debating now. And so we're hopeful that they will move forward on that in some manner, whether it's loans for small business to help them through, and that does provide a lot of flexibility, or not paying with the withholding so that they can continue to try to keep people on as long as they can. We have to move, and we have to move now.
Have you heard anything from either lenders or landlords that you know they may try to work with these small businesses and as far as that goes, individuals as well, that, you know, being's income is halted for so many people, if they aren't in a position where they might be able to forgive or at least pass over a month or so of payments or rents, something like that?
Yeah, we haven't heard anything officially. Just you hear some anecdotal stories here and there. And obviously, you know, I think we see, as much as we kind of see the some of the bad stories, it has been refreshing as we've read articles and other things to see the kindness that people are showing for each other right now. And I think that's something I would encourage everyone to try to do. But so no, nothing official. I really think people are waiting to see what the response from the federal government's going to be. I think if we can get at least some temporary surety of what's available and how quickly that'll be available, then I think people can start planning accordingly, at least for a short term. But until that happens, you know, I think everybody's just kind of operating day by day. And so that's why it's so important for the federal government to take action quickly so that we can, so that our, you know, our businesses and people can at least have something to start planning for a short-term basis.
I did a drive through Aggieville last night, and it was about 8:30, 8:45 or so when I went through there. And there are a lot of parking spaces open. There are a lot of stores that were dark, and particularly restaurants and bars. And I'm sure the same could be said for downtown. And later on here within In Focus, we're going to be visiting with Aggieville Business Director Dennis Cook and Downtown Manhattan Director Gina Scroggs about the restaurant side of thing. And this is, goodness gracious, this is horrific for those owners.
No question. I live downtown, and it is certainly... compared to a normal Wednesday night, it was fairly desolate, and I made an effort to get takeout from one of my favorite downtown establishments, and it's just heartbreaking when you walk in there, and usually when you see, you know, on a normal night, there'd be, you know, dozens of people in there, and you're the only one, and so it at 7 o'clock, so. Yeah, I mean, that's we go back to the action that from the federal government. We've got to have that now. Particularly restaurants and people who operate on small margins that try to make it up in volume. I mean, it only takes 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and they're done, because you just can't set aside enough to plan for this. There's just too many fluctuations, and so and a lot of their expenses are people, and so then those people end up being laid off, and then they have needs, and so we have to be thinking about what we can do as a country, as a state, as a community to help these businesses get through. I mean, there's other ones too. I had a call from someone who rents Tuxedos, who is just devastated because all the proms are canceled, and there's just so many different things that you don't think about, because we all think about restaurants and we all think about hotels, which is another one. But there's so many others that you just don't think about these big events that are being canceled or these, you know, not being able to do certain things that are just, it's just going to be devastating if we can't find a way to help them and find a way to help quickly.
Jason, what are you hearing from retailers? I happened to go through one of the grocery stores in town last night. I was shocked how bare the shelves were. Are they going to be able to replenish that? Or are you hearing anything on that?
Yeah, it sounds like that we're. I mean, just from what I hear, reading the news, it sounds like we're okay right now. Part of the information that we signed on to that the U.S. Chamber has put out in terms of getting relief package out has to do with making sure the supply chain stays where people can deliver and we get all that done. I know that there are, I saw that Amazon's hiring. I saw that Costco's hiring. Nationally. The big stores that sell these kind of products are putting on, which is great, but hundreds or thousands even of people to help them through this period. So, everything we're reading is that, yes, in the short term, there are some challenges, but that there's nothing that should prevent them being restocked. Now, having said that, things change on a daily basis, and so I would encourage people to be aware and understand the situations that are going on. I would discourage panic buying. I think that's probably something that hurts the community more than helps the community. And so, I think people just need to be aware. Don't believe rumors and don't believe, we have linked to official sites on our website, CDC, Kansas Department of Health, Raleigh County Health Department. We are trying to make sure that the information gets out correctly. The other thing that we've done on our website is, at least for our member businesses, any business that is changing their operations or wants to let people know, we're accumulating that on that website. So, for instance, restaurants that are going delivery or curbside only or any other business that maybe does delivery that you may not know about or is instituting delivery, we're giving them the opportunity to put that on our website. And so that's a good resource for a number of businesses. So I would encourage people, if you can't find anything, maybe look there and see if you can find out about your local business on that site.
Jason, what are you hearing from some other, from retail and restaurant, both because so many of these types of businesses rely heavily on K-State students for staffing, mm-hmm. and, they're not here. What are you hearing from some of these establishments as to how they're able to keep up with, the ones that are at least continuing to operate, how they're able to operate now without that employee base?
Yeah, that hasn't come up with any of our conversations. So that's a good question and one that we'll start asking. I think there are enough students maybe back. I can just see them in their houses and or people maybe who have been laid off from other jobs that maybe can move into those jobs. But we'll start checking on that. That's not something that anybody has mentioned. I do know something that's interesting in terms of students being gone that we're trying to investigate and see if there's ways to mitigate. Where everybody's supposed to fill the census out and it's supposed to be where you are as of April 1st. We don't know how many I think students that live on campus will be reported by the university, and that's how the census counts students that live on a campus. However, we rely on students who live off campus to fill out the form and send it in that they're living in Manhattan. So, I think we're a little concerned that some of those students may be somewhere else, whether it's home or their home or otherwise, and those people may not get counted. So we're encouraging people to make sure they fill out the census and try to get students to fill out the census that they're in Manhattan. That could have an impact on our population when the census comes out. We've contacted our metal partners, which is Emporia and Topeka and Lawrence, who, of course, Lawrence would have a huge issue, Emporia as well, so to see if they have any ideas or if there's things that we can do to help with that, because obviously it's not the most important thing today, but it will be an incredibly important thing when the numbers come out in a year or so. So that's something that's on our radar too.
Jason, we need to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the economic aspect, including, the Convention and Visitors Bureau side and the impact that lots of cancellations have had there and some other things, including, didn't I see a new grandbaby?
I did have a new grandbaby, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Jason Smith, Chamber President, CEO, joining us here on News Radio KMAN. It's In Focus. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.